Blog Talk Radio.
Because you're a lion, shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Yeah, Brother Drew, what's up?
Hey, nothing much. How you doing?
Brother Drew, we're going to have to get together. If you ain't doing nothing Friday, we need to get together and sit down and put our heads together. I want to do something, Brother Drew. We need to do a seminar on a book that's 527 years old, and that's what's going on right now. You know, in other words, we're going to analyze this book, you know, and check this book out, do a book study on it, because Awida, she has the book down at her shop at Pan Africa. He got the book, The Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion. And I want to do that. And also on this lecture that I'm doing now, this is a lecture, Brother Drew, that great-great-grandpa taught me. And I'm hearing his voice like 560 on the teaching. And it's deep, Brother Drew, because something that we have never been taught. And we know that when we teach esoteric knowledge, we deal with the key. The key, we deal with signs, symbols, and numbers. So the key opens knowledge and closes knowledge. And Grandpa said that you can never, ever understand self until you understand creation and how you were created. You hear what he's saying, Brother Drew?
Yeah, you can't understand until you understand creation.
Right, see, and we ain't never been taught that, although that if you travel with me and Cole, you've been taught it. You've been taught the beginning of creation. And so what I want to do is we do a workshop on creation and the protocol. And just because of this subject that's so interesting, say, when we break this word down, creation, that means that everything that comes has came into existence. And the only way that we're going to understand this, Brother Drew, you know how we're going to travel on this one. We're going to start in a chronological order, asking ourselves who, what, when, how, why, the five W's, and we're going to be up under the three R's, that arithmetic, that reading and writing, and then arithmetic, going to be Scottish Rite Masons. We're going to be up under their signs and symbols, because the United States, the great seal of the United States, is up under the signs and symbols of the Scottish Rite Masons. So we have to be up under those signs and symbols, because the creation that we live in, that we was born into, it wasn't created by us. It was created by the great seal of the United States of America. 72 forefathers that was at large number one in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They the ones who we are living up under their government, but we ain't living up under that government of that republic. Not a Republican, but a republic constitution, because ain't nobody lived, nobody in the states, and the presidents have broke the public, the republic constitution. The last time they did that, history tell us, was Jefferson. The election after Jefferson, they started breaking the constitution, because of in the United States, all the way up, because they parties, Brother Drew, and the constitution doesn't provide for political parties. So from Thomas Jefferson, after Thomas Jefferson, to now, you can see where it has escalated, where the democratic form of government has become a mob form of government, and all political parties is mob form now, and they all break the Constitution. So you can see where Constitution, it's been to come back in the running of this place called America. We're going to get a republic constitution. We're going back to that republic constitution as soon as Donald Trump get in. It's going to be some killing and fighting over it, but your ass is going back to it. And if you don't understand what you're going back to, it's because you don't understand creation. And what's going down. So we done studied what has happened with the election, because a republic constitution, Brother Drew, clearly states on your dollar bill that it is a one world government, that's centralized government, globalized government under one rule. And we finna to go to that. And as soon, the only people that's holding out is the United States. But Rothschild done foreclosed on us, because this is Jubilee year, and took over running of the United States. And the running of the United States is going to be with a president and not with a political power, not with Congress. It's going to be a president that presides and tells and the Sanhedrin, tell them to tell it. Economic-wise, he'll be the spokesman, and he has no damn power. He's just a spokesman. We're finna come up on the globalization, centralization of a one-world government. Ain't gonna be no goddamn boundary line. So all of that shit that you talking about putting up the walls and all that bullshit that your ass is hyped all up about, is Trump gonna do this and Trump gonna do that? Trump is the first damn president that come up under this goddamn order. And if you notice that how fast the transaction has been, and he ain't appointing them damn people. Somebody else is appointing the people. The Sanhedrin is appointing the people. When Trump went to Israel, he met with the Sanhedrin, the Grand Sanhedrin. They own America because they forgive your debt. You can't see this shit now, but I bet your ass, goddammit, it's coming. Because we've been reading a book that's 527 years old, and it ain't missed a goddamn heartbeat, especially right now. And so in order for us to understand any damn thing, we'll go back to the beginning. The beginning starts with what, Brother Drew? Creation. Creation starts with signs, symbols, and numbers. These signs, symbols, and numbers make a language. Out of that language, a word is formed that identifies what is existence in creation. And this is called a name. And everything in creation, Brother Drew, has a name. In all languages, it has a name. And it has an identification that identifies this that is in existence in creation. It becomes a word, a spoken, written word that is in a dictionary that defines what we're looking at in creation, Brother Drew. We ain't gonna miss shit on this, brother. We starting from the very beginning of creation. You had to understand how creation is taught and learned. It's taught and learned through a language, through signs, symbols, and numbers. This is how creation is taught. And when you get here, it is taught to you up under arithmetic in a school system that they call a government school system, that your curriculum is already laid out for you at 6 years old for you to proceed by for 12 years. Then you get a diploma in that curriculum of that nation of people, way of life, their belief, and what they say about themselves and their history, because each nation of people gives their history from the beginning, what they were from the beginning, all the way up into 2016. We can trace that history, 250,000 years of it, all the way up to 2016 as we speak right now, when we know creation, because every nation of people has its own, what, Brother Drew? Creation story. Every religion has its own creation story. So you had to know where are you living and whose creation story, goddammit, you live in. And if it's yours, You there, Brother Drew?
Yeah, I'm still here. Something happened. I don't know what happened, but I'm still here.
Huh?
Yeah, we still here.
Okay, something happened. So, we asked ourselves a question. Everything in creation comes up under what law? The 12 laws, heavy on teaching me these, this knowledge. When I'm 5 years old, because we lived out in nature, we down in Crockett, Texas, in the piney woods, and I could step out of both grandmother's house and walk 15 steps, and I'm in the woods, Brother Drew. Your buddy's in the woods, nothing but pine trees, oak trees, and hickory trees, and animals. You wouldn't even write 15 yards. Your butt was in the woods, coming from north, south, east, and west of the house, because the road is cut through the woods in Crockett the way it was when I was coming up. And you hunted. Everybody in our town hunted. We fished in the Hurricane Bow and the Trinity River. And the Trinity River, when I was coming up, they would stop the water coming out of Dallas at the Lock and Dam. That's 12 miles out of Rocket. So it wouldn't get over into what is known now as Lake Livingston. But it wasn't no Lake Livingston when I was coming up. But the waters that would form Lake Livingston coming out of the natural Trinity River coming out of Dallas, Texas, get in there, they lock it down. You couldn't, the water couldn't get, still can't get no further than the Lock and Dam, what we call the Lock and Dam, 14 miles out of Crockett goes through. And that water's locked down. Everybody has its own creation story. The 12 laws of nature, same in creation, Brother Drew, comes up under this law. It's not taught in the school system. It's not taught in the church. It ain't taught, period. These laws, I don't know of anybody that has taught these laws, Brother Drew, other than our class. I ain't ran into no people that was Ephi or Third Eye or Malachi Yalk's people or the Nation of Islam, Hebrew Israelites. Yeah, and all of them that I done met, and I done met a million damn one of these people that I just named now, that was in high learning, then none of them know. They heard of the 12 laws, but they couldn't explain it. They didn't even know what the first law was, the second law, the third law, the fourth law, the fifth law, the sixth law. They hadn't learned it like we had learned it. Brother Drew, the people that's been in my class and got the book, I ain't met no other people out of other groups, study groups that can explain this shit that we explaining right now. I ain't met no damn body that can explain it. And you understand, the baby can understand it, cause hell, Kilo understand it. Then she was a baby when she started 4 years old. She was doing our reading and studying. You know, Keela, she's 22 now, but she learned this by us, me and Cole, doing lectures on it, of the 12 laws of nature. And see, it's a funny thing, Brother Drew, trickeration for you to go into science. See, the 12 laws of nature deal with science. Now, you know you niggas don't like science. You see, niggas see that word signs, he get to running. Oh, no, 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 I ain't going. Man, so they made it elective when they integrated the school system, but when you came through all colored high school like I did, college, your ass got this. You got science. You had a science teacher and a chemistry teacher, and your ass got this. You got this in the 10th and 11th grade when you got in high school, but you got this, and you had a working knowledge of it. But you still didn't understand it, Brother Drew. All of us that took physics and civics, we didn't understand it, Brother Drew. And most of the people that took it that were scholars have forgotten about it, because I know a bunch of people in my hometown that when I get to talking some of the stuff, I say, well, hell, goddammit, don't you remember what Chesterfield, the Big Bopper, taught us in history? Don't you remember what Joe Jack taught us in what Selma Curtis said in chemistry? What Reverend Shepherd taught us in algebra and geometry and trigonometry and calculus? We had all of this shit. And your ass learned because you had to take tests and you had to pass. Your ass wouldn't leave our school. They flunked your ass. You couldn't graduate with your class if you flunked these subjects, but you wasn't going to flunk them because you had teachers that if you were slow in it, they worked with you. They would help you pass. That's the kind of school system I came out of. We ask ourselves, of course, everything in creation comes up under the law, the 12 laws of nature. Now, we ask ourselves another what question. What kind of system do that make everything in creation? Everything in creation comes up under a dualist system. A dualist system is the second law of nature, the laws of opposites. Everything that you see that come into existence started with a seed. It's inorganic and organic matter, traveling 1,050 miles an hour through the galaxy. The earth is spinning, and that's just like a giant mixing bowl mixed with gravity. If you take physics, you would understand what I'm talking about. Mixed with gravity takes organic and inorganic matter, and something comes in existence out of nowhere. And this existence comes out of nowhere has a key. That nature starts common sense, and common sense, the definition of common sense is a fact that you are able to understand through reasoning. Every last one of us, Brother Drew, if you were Shema, which we say the Shema, Shema in this language means hear. If you hear, and like Big Mama say, you have to shut your goddamn mouth in order to hear. Sense would kick in as we speak now, and that would create reasoning in your mind. See, everything right now is dealing with a renewal of the mind, meaning what white folks have taught us. We got to renew our ass out of it, meaning that everything that he taught us is incorrect. Ain't nothing that he taught us is as we speak in 2016. Nothing that he's taught us for the last 240 years of this country becoming America is correct. Everything is incorrect. Your mind has got to be able to rescue this in thought from reasoning through understanding, which comes from simple common sense of you reasoning through documentation as we following a guideline of going back to the Ancient of Days and see what have we been taught, because you are speaking not your language and you're living up under the rules and regulations and the education that was not yours. Something in your mind has got to click, Brother Drew. And with me and you already know about the clicking. Because I was clicked a long damn time ago. But we have to understand that we have to be able to explain why millennium and Z generation, we have five generations, we the baby boomers, and my mama 96, she's the wall baby. The people born after 1960, you and I have got to be able to teach what we are teaching now to them. They ready for it. They just need a teacher. The common sense is already there in the DNA, I mean, at this time period. We just got to get it out there to them. And there's a reason for every season, a season for every reason. We coming into season right now. Sit down and meet with you on this so we could put these lectures out of that, because all you have to do is sit down and listen to what I'm saying to you through common sense, and you'll see what we're talking about. The second law of nature is the laws of opposite. Now, when that come into existence, that law right there, that's tying that law. That means that everything that's in creation has a what? An enemy. You hear what I'm saying, Brother Drew? So you have to know who your enemy is. Now we look at the second law of nature. It's the laws of opposite. Black, white. Well, who is white folks' enemy? Black. Who is black folks' enemy? White. Now, third law of nature is balance. You had to have love and hate. Hate ain't going to never go nowhere. Because if hate leaves the earth, Brother Drew, it's what? It ain't balanced.
Right.
So everything in nature has to be balanced. The only way that love and hate can leave the earth is that white has to leave the earth. That's why two-thirds of the earth is colored, is human being. One-third is white. The only way that hate can leave the earth is that white has got to go away, because as long as white here, the earth going to be balanced, it's going to be hate. Now, we're dealing with these laws, Brother Drew. I mean, this is what the laws say. sit down and explain these laws. So, let's look at something. 1989, 2089. That's 100 years. One of the protocols now. The next time that the Grand Sanhedrin meet, Brother Drew, 2089, according to protocol, it said it'd be peace on earth. Meaning that 2089, it won't be no trace of a white nation of people on earth, because they will be the mixed they see into a Semitic race of people of their originality. You follow what I'm saying, Brother Drew?
Yeah.
We're seeing that now in the Z generation and the Y and the millennium. The mixing of the Y, millennium, and the Z generation, the mixing of those seeds. That's the children born in 1980, and they had plenty of babies. Well, they done mixed their seed with the Mexican. The white has mixed with every nation of people. The white girl done mixed her seed with the Chinese, with the Japanese, the Vietnamese. White boy has mixed his seed with these women. They mixing out. We can go and look and see for proof of what protocol said that they was going to do, and this is going to happen by 2089. There won't be no white folks by 2089. It'd be completely bred out. We can look at Russia today as we speak. Russia today, only 5% of the people in Russia are pure Russians, Brother Drew. Only 5%, 95% of them are the Russian people, and the Russian women, they done mixed their seed with the Arab, which was the Persian Muslim, with the Persian Muslims. So from mixing their seed, these women and men, mostly the women and men mixing their seed, they created another race of people and another, and they Muslims. They ain't got damn 95% of the Russian military are Muslims now as we speak, man. So we can see that how in 1940, this purebred white boy that Hitler had in mind, 6 foot, blue eyes, blonde hair, purebred, that he mixed, he made a whole lot of babies. He's where the science of eugenics kicked in that period in time, where he made all these babies. And now, here it is, 2016, you only see 5% of the pure Russian in Russia now. They are not having children through birth control and the mixing of the seed. They have started another generation of people. Once the baby get here, then if you white or black, that seed is mixed. He got colored blood in him, and back to a human being, and get rid of that other spirit that has came down here. These are facts that you and I can see, because when we study the laws of nature, the first law of nature is the law of motion. And this is what I was telling you. The earth is a giant mixing bowl, Brother Drew. We flying through space. We're a little heavy now, because earth is heavy, got too much shit on it, and it's out of balance. But Mother Nature always rebalances herself, and the way she rebalances herself is with the weather. And, brother, she finna whoop some ass from henceforth and evermore, until she get back balanced. For the next 10 years, weather is going to be bad. You're talking about tsunamis, flu-numbers, and hurricanes, and tornadoes, and when one come through Dallas, they understand what we're talking about. The first law of nature, and we're going to study a little physics right now, science, and it's a funny thing, Brother Drew. How did our ancestors, grandpa, when hardly speak this language, great-great-grandpa wouldn't, and when he did, he was mad at him, because he would back in that time and day, people was a lot of black people was speaking Pig Latin. You remember Pig Latin, Brother Drew?
Yeah, I remember people trying to.
Pig Latin, see, and Grandpa would speak to you in Pig Latin before he used this damn language. He see, Pig Latin ain't nothing but a form of Gula, which became Creole and Gula up on North Carolina and came from Kissy. This language was called a Gula language. It was a universal language back in slavery time. Most everybody spoke, you know, the tribes traded with each other in the land of the Gula people. You can go up and pull up their language and learn about it. But these people knew about this, and they from studying nature. All things in the material world is the result of motion, Brother Drew. Inorganic and organic matter. Start off with the element and the molecule is the unit of the element. The element cannot be divided without the dilution of the molecule. This is physical changes consist in the division of any substance in a group of matter into its constant molecules. Chemical changes consist in the divisions of the molecules where it composes a atom. This is how inorganic and organic matter when it's coming into, this is come from, we walking through how inorganic and organic matter goes into motion because of gravity, and it creates something that comes into existence. It's out of the clear blue sky, but it started off very tiny, unseen, until it goes through different shapes and forms due to the fact of the earth turning. It turns into what we call an atom, an A-T-O-M, not an A-D-A-M. That A-D-A-M is symbolic sign, but it's A-T-O-M, create in somebody's creation story, in the heathen's creation story. There are only four kinds of atoms, Brother Drew. All the others are mere molecules. The four elements of the old alchemists was earth, air, fire, and water. In modern day time, you know, we get sophisticated up under the white part. The white boys calls it carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, and hydrogen. These are the bases from which the so-called elements of chemistry has formed. The molecule is simply a structure formed of the combination of these four atoms. And these atoms, four divisions, Brother Drew, let's look at it. Now, it's a funny thing, Brother Drew, when we ask ourselves another question, let's go up here and look at something that this is deal with creation, fire, water. Now, the way they got this in order, number one, number two, number three, number four, that shit's out of order, Brother Drew. Because when we put four elements in order, Now, let me and you look at it. We using reasoning and common sense tell us that the number one element, the most important element that's in the four elements is what, Brother Drew? Yeah? Brother Drew?
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Juan. You can't hear me? Can you hear me, Brother Juan? Brother Water.
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me? Brother Water, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Now I ask you a question, and I say, out of these four elements, which one is number one? Which one is the most important?
Out of the four elements
are earth, air, fire, and water.
Water.
Put them in correct order. What is the number one element? What is the number two element? What is the number three element? What's number four? But I find it very interesting when we look at this through reasoning. The number one element is what? What would you say?
Water.
No.
Yeah, but I think, you know, I would have said earth because without the something to bind it to.
You know, and I would have said water, but it ain't neither one of them, Brother Drew. Let's reason a little. What? The most important one that nothing on earth can live or come into existence without what? A-I-R.
Air.
Breath. Oxygen. Without air, can't nothing come into existence. Existence starts with air, which is breath. We've been told breath, which is oxygen, which is ether. You know, we call it many different things, but I find it, when I'm reasoning with myself, you know how I beat myself up, I ask myself questions. I say, well, I'll be damned. If we look and ask ourselves a question, which one is the most important, put them in correct order, well, air would be number one. Water would be number two. See, because without air, you come into existence with air.
Uh-huh.
Once your air is done breathing, it needs what? Water. It needs water. And air and water carries with it male and female, the feminine and the masculine, which would take you right back to what? A dualist system, the second law of nature. For you to be balanced when you come into existence, you first have to have air, because everything has to start breathing to come into existence. And once you come into existence, your ass got to have water. That's some pretty tight understanding. You hear what I'm saying, Brother Drew? On this lesson.
Yeah, I got you on that one.
There are three ultimate atoms. The ultimate physical atom, which is the unit of ether, that's breath. The ultimate astral atom, which is the unit of the life force, and the ultimate mental atom, which is the unit of mind. These three are the basis of these three primates of which all things are formed. But the three primates formed from the one primary cosmetic energy the unit of which the ultimate atom is formed through vibration. All forms of energy is a constant state of vibration. That's that heart beating. That's vibrating. The cosmic energy is the ultimate atom. It vibrates to a certain rhythm. The rhythm holds the energy to the atom together. The atom, by reason of this rhythm, assumes a certain form, a definite geometrical figure. It also expresses itself color and produces a definite sound by reason of its rhythmic vibration. So when your body starts vibrating, it becomes what, Brother Drew? Music. That's the reason music has such an effect on the goddamn mind. You hear what I'm saying, Brother Drew?
Right.
Cause see, and let's look at this close. This vibration, when it becomes rhythm, when the rate of vibration has fallen below a certain point, the rhythm of mind is reached, and that is to say that the ultimate outer began to vibrate in accordance with the rhythm of the mental plane. When this takes place, the various atoms are vibrating to the rhythm of the reason of the vibrating, holds together the rhythm of the mind, governing and controlling this ultimate mental atoms different in accordance to itself in a different event. Now, let's look at this, what we just talked about here. 1964. They went from tuning the musical instrument from millisecond to 440. Your heart beat at 40 beats. When they changed the rhythm of the music, your attitude changed. You went from soul sisters and soul brothers listening to blues during the 60s, soul music coming out of Motown. But in 1970, your vibration changed, because in 1964, you got on what is known as the hip-hop beat and sped up your heartbeat, sped up time. That's the reason time seems like it goes by so fast. Everybody moving goddamn 100 fucking miles an hour, bro, Drew, driving like a fucking bat out of hell. That's that X, Y, millennium, and Z generation of people. Because the rhythm of their atom got altered after the baby's born after 1960. Their rhythm got altered, meaning they was put out of goddamn rhythm and form. That's the reason they goddamn walking around crazy as a motherfucker right now. That's why we got so much bullshit. Because the people that listen to that music, whoop, you looking at them. They're your gangsters. They're your every damn thing right now. You had to know how to. This is the mind working, and you can't see the goddamn mind because the mind is a molecule. And picking up these vibrations, they living off of energy. You had to understand this. You had to understand what's going down right now. And see, everything becomes music because when the atoms start vibrating according with the rhythm of life, being held together by this note, assumes a form in accordance with its quality and rate of vibration. it also produces a color corresponding to it. But a high rate of vibration, we mean a rapid, intensive vibration into a short wavelength vibration by a low rate of vibration, which means that you can slow the vibration down and it becomes a physical ultimate atom.
Hey, brother, why you got a caller standing by too if you want to take a caller?
Let me say this, Brother Drew. We know that Tesla produced a machine deals with vibration. And see, as this body, how we create it, is very interesting. Okay, you got a caller, you say?
Yes.
Okay,
you want to bring them
on? Yeah.
All right, the caller calling out the 469 area code. 964. All right, and if you had a question, 469-964.
Yes, who I'm talking to. I can't hear him, brother.
Yeah, I guess it didn't happen. They didn't say anything.
Huh?
They didn't say anything, I guess, brother.
Okay. All right. Now, Brother Drew. Huh?
Say that again, Brother Water.
Oh, yeah. Now, a mind, Brother Drew, is a school of thoughts. Let's look at when you're in the womb. The first 3 months, your mind, you're in a subconscious state. That's the reason they don't want to kill the fetus, because the fetus is in the mind of the fetus is in a subconscious state because it's being fed from what the mama eats through her blood. This fetus is growing, this atom. This started off as a little seed, and all these things came together as it was forming. This is what they're talking about, these atoms coming together, forming off in that womb in a cesspool of old funky water, you being created. The first 3 months, your mind is in a subconscious. Is in an unconscious. 3 months, it becomes subconscious. Then when you get here, Brother Drew, they have to hit you across your ass for you to get air and start breathing. Come a great big old lung. That's all. Your lungs ain't nothing but a big oxygen tank. A breath. Your breath get took away from your ass won't move. It's just stand there and we look at you and you be looking at you. And again, that's when your breath, when air get taken away from you. You start with that first breath. It's a funny thing. If you ever seen a baby being born, the first word they say, Brother Drew, is ah. And if you ever seen somebody dying when he take his last breath, he say ah. A-H. Now, ah, what is ah, Brother Drew? It's the first word in the mother tongue. Is ah. It's the first thing that you say when you come into earth existence, and the last thing you say when your ass go out of existence is ah. A-H. Ah. See, the first word in our language is ah, ba, ga, ta, wa. See, but your ass, when you come in, you say ha. Ah. And when your ass going out, you say, Mama Yah, when she was giving us our language, when your ass was standing up there at a perpendicular line, and she putting that circle on you, your head on you, and she put it to the left side of the perpendicular line to make you a nine. So you would never change. But for the only way your ass could get to earth, you had to be turned upside down in the perpendicular line, and the cycle came on the right side, and your ass was born upside down in the shape of a six. And that's when you got here to earth, is when you lay down, and when you rise up, you become, you know, you become a straight line. You become a horizontal or a vertical line. And the first thing to get up in the morning is what? Your head. Your 360-degree. That's the first thing. Rise up at the head. It's your head. In order for you to understand this through signs, symbols, and numbers, you had to understand what Yah had gave us through the 12 laws of nature. We will never get through as long as you stay up on the white folks' teaching. Right now, when the books say come out of her, my people, your ass have got to come straight out of her, and the revolution starts in your mind, and you had to have a mind to get out. And we'll go into the second law of nature next week, which would be the laws of opposites, so you will understand that your teaching, it's got to be opposite in 2016. You can't go with the teaching of what white folks done give us. Now, we going to thank the good white folks for teaching us niggas. They way alive, Brother Drew. We going to all say, thank you, good white folks, for teaching us niggas. That way alive, but that ain't for us. Your medicine ain't for us. What your ass religious belief and all that bullshit that you believe in, them holidays and all that psyching of the mind and getting your ass hyped up over a Democratic and Republican party and all that bullshit, I ain't part of that bullshit no more. Your mind got to say this to yourself. I'm going to go follow my dietary law that I know that Amen Yah gave me. I ain't going to eat the pork. And that's another thing. What animals was brought over here? The hog was brought over here. What no goddamn hogs and monkeys and bullshit that was brought over here from the east to the west? Roaches, rats, all that shit didn't even exist over here till white folks came over here. And you see what they brought, diseases. 450 tribes, non-existent right now as we speak, of indigenous people. How did they die? From white folks killing them out and then turning around giving them blankets with smallpox in them. Pox blanket. Killed out 450 different, I got the name of the tribes that was over here when white folks got over here. They're no longer over here as we speak right now, due to the fact that white folks either killed them out for sport or gave them pots. That's a goddamn shame, Brother Duke. And we still calling this white man's way. We thank him. But goddamn it, let's come out of there, my people. And so until next week, Brother Drew, I say, Shema Yahweh, Yah, Abin Yah, Ika, Kamadi Yah. The next week.
Okay.